May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning. These opening words of John's Gospel repeat the opening words of the Bible, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning. When God created the heavens and the earth, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. John describes Jesus in mystical, poetic language. Jesus was the very Word of God, the light of God, the voice of God, if you will, as God spoke creation into being. Jesus was with God at the moment of creation, when the earth was a formless void and darkness covered the face of the deep. Jesus, the Word, the light, was God. Jesus, John tells us, was the light who was coming into the world to enlighten everyone. The darkness could not overcome it. The darkness could not overcome that great light of Christ. In his Christmas message, Bishop Nicholas Nisley notes that a photon, the tiniest bit of light in the universe, can be seen by the human eye. And small as it is, it will light up darkness. Jesus, the light of the world, is the same. He brings the light of hope into the world, then and now. And yet the world, his own people, in John's words, did not know or accept him. Now, I don't know about you, but my immediate reaction to that is, why not? Why did they not know him? Well, of course, we have the benefit of the rest of the story, which they did not have. Jesus was a real man. He walked and talked, healed and taught. But he wasn't the kind of savior the Hebrew people expected. They were looking for a mighty warrior king who would lead them to military victory over the Roman Empire. Jesus' disciples didn't understand his mission either, even after he explained it to them. And isn't it pretty much the same for us today? To imagine that God's very self comes to earth in the flesh to live among the people of God? It's astonishing, isn't it? And hard to wrap our minds around. But as followers of Jesus, we believe that he did come. And he continues to come to us each year as we recall the mystery of his birth, and every day in our hearts. Bishop Nisley reminds us that God continues to break into a world of darkness, that Jesus brings his candle of hope and pushes the darkness away, pushes the darkness away. That is the greatest gift that we could possibly receive. The true light has come into the world. The Word, which was present and active at the very beginning of creation, became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory. That is the miraculous gift of Christmas. The bishop invites us to carry the light of the Christ child into the world as well. To our neighbors, our workplaces, our schools, to our family and friends, so that we might be light for them. I pray that we will respond to his call, and that we, each of us, and all of us together, will take our light into the world and share that light of hope, the gift that we receive in the person of Christ, the gift God is constantly giving to each one of us. Praise be to God, and Merry Christmas.